O'Keefe exposes Alaska voting loophole as Murkowski opposes Save America Act. By Marianne Angela on August 20, 2026. James O'Keefe released a video Thursday exposing Alaska poll workers offering him a ballot under the name of Senator Lisa Murkowski's brother without requiring identification. O'Keefe, founder of O'Keefe Media Group, OMG, visited an Anchorage polling place during Alaska's primary election and gave workers the name Brian Murkowski. A worker found the name on the voter list and confirmed he was at the correct polling location. O'Keefe then said he had left his ID at home and asked whether he could still vote. "Absolutely possible," a worker responded. Breaking news, O'Keefe offered Senator Lisa Murkowski's brother ballot at Alaskan polling location with no ID required. Anchorage polling worker also offers Lisa Murkowski's state director, Karina Waller's ballot without ID on August 18, primary election day. Murkowski opposes. pic.twitter.com/uk7ldtm9r. James O'Keefe, at JamesOAFAIE, August 20, 2026. Another worker told O'Keefe he could cast a ballot without presenting identification. "You can vote if you'd like to," the worker said. O'Keefe asked whether he could fill out the ballot paperwork and then vote. "Yes, sir," the worker replied. O'Keefe did not cast the ballot. He said Brian Murkowski no longer lives in Alaska but remains on the state's voter rolls. O'Keefe's team also tested the system using the name of Karina Waller, Murkowski's state director. At another Anchorage polling place, a woman working with O'Keefe gave Waller's name and said she did not have identification. A worker confirmed the name was registered at that location and offered her a ballot. Before O'Keefe published the video, Murkowski's office told his team that the senator has consistently supported requiring photo identification to vote but opposes the Save America Act. Press Secretary for Murkowski, Joe Pulsha, told OMG. "Murkowski is consistently support the requirement of photo ID to vote. And earlier this month, she voted in favor of a separate measure on the Senate floor to do just that. However, the Save America Act is an overly burdensome, one-size-fits-all mandate from Washington. It would be impossible to implement in time for this election and would likely disenfranchise thousands of eligible Alaskan voters. In any case, voter impersonation is a crime and should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law." Murkowski has consistently opposed the Save America Act. In March, she opposed even beginning Senate debate on the legislation, though the chamber voted 51-48 to move forward. She reiterated her opposition in July, arguing the bill could disenfranchise voters in remote Alaska communities and could not be implemented before the November election. Murkowski said she supports voter ID and requiring voters to be U.S. citizens but believes the Save America Act goes too far.